Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our final call for this year's Buddhas and Butterflies. I know that it's been a full-on year, so I hope that today helps to act as a bit of a landing point to bring in all the pieces and to support you in really just looking back in a way at all the themes that you've traversed throughout this 12 months together. And looking at all the different various points where your contemplations, your reflections reconciled with your intentions. And knowing that I'm still getting messages on in from folks, and I'm really curious to also use today as a continuation to note where you are continuing to work and explore. As we're humans, we become, I think, in a way, tinkerers, explorers, we become adventurers. We get to be curious as we dance in the alchemical fires of looking at what's here in this laboratory of ours, and tinkering in ways that we, get to also examine what happens with that all. So I'm going to invite us to get really mindful today. I'm going to invite you to begin here by the simple act of opening the mouth to breathe. If you wish to lay down or stay seated, either direction is fabulous. Sometimes it's nice just to let everything go and an opportunity to surrender sweetly into the earth in a way that supports your body, in a way that's held by you. So as you take time to set yourselves up, get comfy cozy, and you begin to connect to your breath, I invite you to do it through the open mouth, through the open mouth. So opening up the jaw to the point of mild stretch, not discomfort. And as you open up the mouth to receive, it becomes this, I think, radical act. It becomes a radical act to open up to receive what's here, to open up into the nourishment that comes through your breath. It becomes an opportunity to dance in the arena. To dance in the arena of curiosity, and how is this breath meeting your body? How is your body meeting the breath? And you hear just a little bit of light background music to support our ongoing journey in this arena. As you open up the mouth to breathe, the invitation is for vibrant inhales and surrendered exhales. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales through the open mouth. And in this way, we begin to cycle the breath as we move now towards taking out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. So as the inhale begins to reach its point of completion, the exhale begins. As the exhale approaches completion, the inhale begins. And it becomes this cycle. This dance. It becomes this opportunity to see what it's like to continuously flow. To invite in flow wherever your system might seem to need it most, without you having to overly figure it out. The breath will highlight it, it will show it. It's becoming our guide in this here and now, in this moment. So I invite you to stay with the breath and allow it to continue to support your journey here today. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales through that open mouth. The breath begins to dance and pulse from the inside out. From the inside out. And as you breathe here, I'm going to invite you to also take note of anything in particular in your internal landscape that feels pleasant to be with. That feels pleasant to be with. And as you become aware of whatever in here that feels good, spacious, easeful, beautiful, pleasant to turn your attention towards, the question becomes is, what do you like about it? What do you like about it? Almost like you could greet it with beginner's mindset, fresh eyes, fresh ears, fresh senses. What's here that feels good to be with? And savoring all that feels easeful, beautiful, contentful, just simply neutral. And as you breathe here, and you savor all that feels good, drinking it in, being with it, receiving its energy, I wonder what happens inside of you, inside of your body. And if any part of that is pleasant, to easeful, to neutral, or anything along those lines, I invite you to savor that too. So savoring all that feels good. In a way that might even invite what seemingly your attention is on and your body's response to that to softly close that gap by focusing on the goodness that connects them both. As you focus on the goodness, the ease, the beauty that connects them both, we invite you to stay here with loving presence. And to keep inviting yourself back into this awareness as much or as little as you feel called to throughout the journey, knowing that you can always come back to here. You can always come back to here, because this actually never goes anywhere. It might show up in different form, but the beauty is deeply reliable as the form changes. The beauty becomes our steadfast, stable thread. That we begin to cultivate a sense of deepening trust and awareness and connection to. Simply by means of being with it, by breathing with it. Nothing else to do, just simply being. Going along this journey in a way that allows your breath to lead, meaning you don't have to figure anything out here. Might evoke a sense of something along the way that says otherwise. And if that shows up, I'm going to invite you to welcome it too, to welcome it to be here. Not to push it away, but to allow it to actually come a little bit closer to you. And as you continue to dance with that all, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you for all of our seen and unseen helpers that gather here to guide us, to nourish us, to support us. We ask that today's journey offer support, illumination, awareness, and integration around any particular patterns that seem to be present here and now. And as you move through this territory, may illusion be seen for what it is. And may you land more deeply in the awareness of what's truly here underneath that all. And thank you to the earth that holds us, the sky above, connecting us to the vastness of possibilities. The earth and the sky, they become like the riverbanks for the water and the fire to flow between. We're so deeply grateful for this journey and all the natural supports that guide us along our walk in this world. And thank you, thank you, thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands that we rest upon. Thank you. And we give thanks in ways that we are just beginning to understand what it means to welcome in our families, our ancestors, our lineage. May we perpetually explore that all with a beginner's mind. Blessings on your journey today. Om. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. The first thing that's going to is your arms. Your arms. And arms are meant to potentially hold, embrace. They may celebrate. Yay, victory. They may exult. They may, embrace different ideas and actions in ways that feel fun to create and explore, or ways that feel like I have to take care of something here. I gotta manage that. I gotta manipulate something here. There's a full range of possibilities here within these arms. And as you explore what your arms are holding for you today, by means potentially of just simply breathing with them, we're actually gonna run circulation of all the healing resources to support animation of all their expressions. Bringing in blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Also working with that chi, that vitality, that consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras. Major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help us to heal on all levels, nervous system and immune system in particular. Then finding the balance and the flow of the yin, the feminine essence of nourishment, and the yang, the masculine essence of protection. And thank you. So much thank you. So much gratitude. And as that also gets welcomed, it may circulate through here too, in a way that brings in hydration qualities, in a way that supports our circulation of our joy. Hydration also helps us to clarify anything that was just confused as not joy. From the perspective of hydration, it might have the mantra of, there is only love as far as I can see. And anything that says otherwise is pointing to particularly a layer of confusion that might seem really valid and have really good reason because it hasn't had enough time or space to be seen as anything other than love yet. It's grabbed onto, it's gripped onto. And the mind will make it certain about something or other, even though we actually don't really know because we just haven't had time to sit with it. And if there's enough space to breathe into what you want to contemplate here today, I'm going to invite you to offer your breath in that direction and to get really curious about your intentions here for today. And just notice, is it something that you're embracing? That you're holding? Is it something that you are managing and saying this is how it should be? Is it something that you are playing with, celebrating with, exulting? Maybe, just maybe, it's somehow all of those things all at once without us needing to figure it out or even know why. And this, my loves, is linking through to the 12th house, house where we sometimes dance in the territories of relinquishing, creating space to just allow, to invite in something different. Often it's a surrender. It's a surrender. It's a surrender as it links into the eighth house, into the continuous cycles of death, rebirth, regeneration. Continuously flowing. I wonder if it could just simply flow without you having to be consciously present to it. I wonder if we can trust that whatever's flowing through us gets to do just that, to flow. Including those hurts, those aches, those pains that haven't had a chance to be met, to be seen, to be heard, to flow. And if you've got space to just lightly dance in that territory, moving ever towards the hurt, the ache, letting it be softly met, and then pulsing with it, knowing that this doesn't have to be here in this form, frozen, stagnant, forevermore, that you have the power to actually flow with it. We brought in circulation and flow through the arms. So see how lightly or strongly this is held, and see if you could just begin to invite it into a flow state. As we do that, we're going to run cellular repair through that area to bring in the beginnings of restoration. And then we're going to offer hydration one more time into that space to encourage the information of flow. Meaning it might not know how to flow because no one's ever taught it. So as it observes flow in the form of hydration, it gets to learn. It gets to have its own curiosity satiated. It might be enough for that frozen area, that stagnant area, to begin to go like, hey, I can see that other things are possible, and I wonder if I can like try that out. And as you breathe here through this all, I invite you to encourage that flow by means of making a little bit of sound. And that sound might be or anything else. But anybody should do that if you are able to be in a space where you can make a little bit of noise. I'm gonna encourage that. I invite you to slowly inhale and then exhale as if that part of you that you've been exploring that feels kind of tender could be met by means of feeling it, by means of this expression flowing through it, flowing through it. Almost like the vibrations of the very sound match the holding in ways that invite it to vibrate, in ways that invite it to be heard, be felt, be met, be seen even more deeply, and to allow it to flow as you turn towards it, not by pushing it away, it's by means of turning towards it. In this radical act, we begin to teach all of the little ones inside of us that it's safe to feel. It's safe to be in this home, inside of this body again. And it's safe for this body to ache. It's safe for this body to feel through its belly, through its heart, through and up, through and down, through and all around. Directionality be damned. It's safe to feel here. Becomes our permission. It's safe to feel all that's here. Not all at once, but it's safe to feel all that's in here, layer by layer. As you build that skill up, there'll be a time where you can actually feel it all at once. But bit by bit, brick by brick, it's just by feeling one thing at a time and teaching your body that that's okay. So if you're open to it, whatever that feeling is that you're with, that you've located, I invite you to actually just turn towards it one more time. And to welcome it to come a little bit closer even. Nothing to do here. I invite you just to simply be with it. This too can be digested. This too can be digested. And this holds a clue. This holds a clue. It's not actually about pushing things away. It's about inviting them in towards us. It's about welcoming them to be here with us. We've got lots of ways that say, don't do that, do something different. And those get to be welcomed too. They also get to be welcomed and turned towards and brought a little bit closer. And again, it's not by means of overly figuring anything out. It's by means of, again, feeling what's here within them, feeling their fears, their aches, their wishes. In the same way that you might have ached for guidance as a little one, in the same way that you might have ached for compassion, presence, understanding, or my new favorite way of saying that, understanding, these energies are looking for the same. So I invite you with your arms to welcome, to draw towards, to embrace whatever is here and whatever form it seems to be in. And if you're open to giving it as much time as it needs to just simply be with, to be felt, to let those emotions, those vibrations shake through, rattle, roll these bones of yours. We learn to flow in life, with life. And we learn to flow through this life to not to change anything around us, but to alter potentially the quality of the ride, the texture of the journey changes. Through this, we cultivate a pattern of not perceiving life as a violation, but an invitation to be danced with. And as we do this, relinquishing the perception that the very creation of you was somehow a violation, and laying down any judgments that may have perceived yourself as somehow wrong, bad, evil, even monstrosities. The judgments and the opinions of the mind, designed to keep us safe, yet somehow creating vicious cycles of pain and suffering over and over and over again. What a thing. It's all linking into the eighth house for the beauty of that cycle, to die to the mind, to be reborn into the heart, and to allow for the regeneration that comes when we don't need to hold on to whatever this is that we're holding on to so tightly. So we invite you to breathe and receive. I invite you to breathe and be. Linking that all into the very center of the heart, the place of harmony, compassion, prosperity, and peace. The place of abundance beyond the material world. The thing that we're really aching for. The center of divine union. As imagination flies over the earth, it casts its shadow. And we call it us. Much like a permission statement, we're linking that into the sixth house, the house of practicality, the house of taking action in alignment with our awarenesses, our discernments. Which feels like a call to reimagine what's here. So whatever you're present to, I'm gonna invite you to distill it into an image. Distill it into an image. And almost like you could bring in a Harry Potter wand, a magic wand of some sort, or a magic paintbrush, if that works better for your sensibilities, and create from this place, resculpting, not because you're directing it, but because there's a natural seed of flow contained within even this image. And as your senses get to dance magically in this realm, the image somehow changes. It shifts into something different. All the holdings of our body being nothing more than frozen imagination. All of our thoughts and things we know for sure being nothing more than frozen, imprisoned imagination. You, my love, are not stuck here. You get to change. You get to create. You get to co-create with agency. Not because you have to, but because you get to dance in these waters. You get to play lightly with your imagination of all what's being held here. And this somehow becomes its own living, constant, ongoing cellular repair without us having to talk about it or do it. It just automatically is, innately so. It's restoring your cells. In fact, it might be the energy that's always replenishing and restoring your cells. And not just for you, but for all of your ancestors too. Through all the lines, maternal, paternal. And with that, somehow there's a new way to be with sadness. As we offer sadness compassion and space to be felt and seen, I wonder how that changes the tonality of how it is to be with sadness. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to again breathe. And be. And it's bringing you next in the quality of grace, qualities, shall we say, of grace. And I invite you to imagine that that consciousness of grace and all of its inherent qualities can gently, like a soothing balm, begin to wash over and bathe over any remaining sore points in your system. Almost baptismally so. And allowing your system to be centered. In the essence of what it is to stand. To stand here. to stand in grace, to stand in its qualities. And as the qualities of grace begin to be danced with, I see them, I imagine them flying around you, swirling around you, creating the constant, ongoing upward spiral that is always available to us. As we do so, there's an automatic, constant individuation process that runs here. Linking all five senses to the heart, linking the mind to the heart and its consciousness. For although the mind likes to think it's like the big boss, the heart, oh my goodness, the heart, it has space to hold the mind, it has space to hold all the mind. And then some. For your heart, my love, is vaster than the skies above, more grounded than the earth below, carrying its expansion to the very edges of your soul, your essence, your spirits, allowing for your emotions, your consciousness to course and pulse through you. Thank you, heart. Thank you for this dance, what it is to be a human, to be curious and exploring ourselves. And thank you for giving us space to be held as we explore. The heart somehow becomes its own arena without borders or walls. It becomes a space for your curiosity to see what can happen next, what can emerge. Perhaps it's simply the place of the threshold of where life moves through you. And how your very breath, your oxygenation coming through your lungs, flows through here, welcomes the very breath of the life force energy you're ongoingly connected to, whether or not you choose to breathe consciously or unconsciously. And this breath, this oxygenation of flow happening energetically through the very heart space, gets dispersed through the heart and pulses into every single cell. Drunk on nectar of the gods, drunk on the mana, the sweetness, drunk on joy, what it is to integrate our very flow of life through the expansion of a full open heart. And that's linking now into the 10th house, the area of career, achievement, recognition, outward self-expression, and all those areas where we strive, where we achieve, where we work, where we do something. And we call it us, versus allowing whatever it is to just simply flow through us that's animating us. And that part of you that still thinks, I'm the one who has to run the show. I'm the one who's here to do the work. I'm the one who has to do something. I'm going to invite you to welcome it into grace, welcoming it into your heart. Where you have space enough to explore, where there's space enough to just be with this. Not because you need to figure it out, not because you need to analyze it. I mean, aren't you just a little bit tired of that? Just a little bit. But space to be felt and seen, heard and loved. In ways that may not make sense, for it is far beyond the material world, my loves, where transformation happens. And that sadness. Perhaps it was just simply a bit confused. That ache which cries out in you. It's meant to be felt. It's longing, made, yearning to be known. And the sadness just helps simply to magnify, to highlight that. The sadness is here to show you where that ache is. And if you're open to withstanding its invitation, it promises you the journey of a lifetime. And please do not believe me. Please, I beg you to not believe me. I invite you to explore and see where it leads you. As we do that, severing you from mass consciousness, which says, you have to figure it out. You have to manage this better. There's something you should be doing here. You know those voices. And if you're not done with them, feel free. Feel free to return to them. They're here all the time. If you're ready for a bit of an experiment, I'm going to invite you to lovingly let them know, I hear you. I see you. And I'm not here to push you away anymore. I'm here to support you in feeling all that you have been wanting to feel, all that you've been pushing away. And this way you become like the loving adult. A loving adult who has space to navigate things that those earlier versions of you didn't. And here and now, you get to be with it. Back then, not so much. was available, but now there's resources enough. There's wisdom enough, and there's tools enough. There's feeling enough. There's space enough. There's curiosity enough. And there is not a damn thing you need to know. There's not a damn thing you need to know. As we move from the mind that wants to do into the heart that has a call to be, to pause. To rest. There is a surrender here, which is not the absence of agency. It is the absence of fight. The dragonfly, or shall we call it the whisper of shifting lights, born from the dew of dawn and the breath of stars, the dragonfly hovers as a keeper of transitions. Its wings shimmer with the hues of change, lavender hopes, cerulean truths, and the rose gold fire of rebirth, delicate yet unwavering. It dances between realities, drawing invisible bridges with every beat. It carries the gift of seeing in all directions, reminding us that clarity is not found in stillness, but in motion touched by grace. To embrace transformation is to shimmer in your truest colors. In this dance, through the grace of your heart, you can let yourself evolve and develop rather than to reach beyond where you have the ground to support. Because the thing is life can only pulse through you in your rhythm. What if that thing that remains and you're still trying to figure out, even in the subtlest of ways, you got to once again be with? You got to once again be with. For you see, my love, it always returns to the heart. And anything in the way of that ultimately dies. Ultimately dies. Have the option to surrender it here and now before the earth takes it, for it will surrender at some point. Why not now? Why not now? We're linking this all to the mouth, which holds the spleen energy, which holds our subconscious. And as you've been breathing through the mouth, there's a reason why we do it this way. It begins to meet and greet all the subconscious holdings that are here and they begin to melt slowly into the space of the heart for digestion, for alchemization, for transformation, and for transcendent liberation. As we take the time to be with all that's floated through, all that's graced our doors, all that's touched our hearts, our souls, in this journey of this year, this lifetime, anything in between, I invite you just to mindfully receive that information, whether that's through the mind, or through the heart and the body, or any other way that it shows up. To allow it to grace the halls of your throats. And cycles not through into the digestive tract, but through to the heart. And it begins to circulate here again, much like that blood carrying our passion, nerve, our communication. It's all circulating here in the heart now. This lymph that carries out our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, and that help us to heal on all levels. Circulating the yin, the nourishment, the yang, the protection, in ways that become indistinguishable. Nourishment flowing into protection, protection merging into nourishment. And running hydration to carry it through with joy, to carry it through with joy. And from there, it makes its way to all seven chakras. And it makes its way through your arms, through your heart, and it extends outward into this world effortlessly. Effortlessly. And we may just simply allow ourselves to be here with the sweetest music there is. Stillness, silence, which contains all the sounds, all the music. Which allows us to have a different thing, experience, sense, whatever that may be. So check it out and explore this too. Check it out and explore it all. And I see the seven chakras. Vertically, the flow through the arms of the heart, creating almost like a cross, crossroads, inviting you into, shall we say, crucifying anything that says you are separate from the love that created you. And maybe that's the gift, maybe that's the blessing that we've all been hungering truly for. And maybe that's what's been driving this all along. as we tap this out, invitation to breathe and be with that all. And you're welcome to let the practice of the breath drop away. Or just simply coming into rest. And as you come to rest, you may reflect on the journey today, potentially even of this year, playing it back in reverse order. Nothing to do with any of it. Just simply contemplating. Simply being with it. Not because we're asking it to change or be different. This, in a way, becomes its own practice. Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you to all of our seen and unseen helpers who have gathered here with us today. Thank you. To the earth, the sky, the fire, the water, and the spirit that they all dance within to endlessly create again and again and again all that's here. And to allow us to relinquish all that no longer serves us in this world, in ways that open up space for us to move into what is of service for ourselves, our families, our ancestors, our lineage, this world. Thank you to our helpers, seen and unseen, who gathered here with us. May our blessings interweave endlessly. Thank you to the various creatures of support in this world, animal, plants, mineral. All the natural elements holding us and reminding us what it is to be naturally. And to each and every one of you here throughout this journey of this year, a deep bow to your tears. As you bow to your smiles, thank you for the dance. Thank you for the most precious dance there is, being invited into your lives and being invited into your hearts. So appreciate the journey. Mwah. As we bring things in for a nice soft landing today, know that I've got space if anybody would like to hang out afterwards. I'm gonna stop the recording here. Thank you all for once again a most gorgeous year, and I so look forward to seeing where our 12 houses and our flow, our 12 astrological house flow, continues to support us and meet you and greet you in ongoing new awarenesses and insights for you to integrate and take forward into your worlds. Okay, my loves. I'm gonna sign off and I'm gonna end the recording here with all my love. Bye for now.